This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp.
For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. So that's what we did.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston quoting the Bible in his account of how Denver responded to thousands of migrants arriving in the city. The mayor took questions from members of Congress this morning, including House Republicans criticizing what they call sanctuary immigration policy. The mayors of New York, Chicago, and Boston are also testifying. In his opening remarks, Johnston told how Denver and the city's residents rallied to help the new arrivals, providing food and shelter and helping some get jobs. And he rejected Republican assertions that the migrants arrival led to rising crime.
And in the midst of this, migrants did not bring a wave of crime to Denver. In fact, crime went down. Homicides dropped 17%, shooting victims dropped 24%, auto theft down 29%.
Three of Colorado's Republican House members are among those asking the questions, Lauren Boebert, Jeff Hurd, and Gabe Evans. There's more from this immigration hearing through the day and at CPR.org. Flu hospitalizations in the last couple of months have been at their highest since the H1N1 virus in 2009. But doctors say unless a person is high risk, it's not always necessary to visit a doctor. Dr. Shen Nagel is with Pediatrics West in Wheat Ridge.
If you are having significant fevers and cough symptoms, you probably just shouldn't be around other people.
For those who are high risk, Dr. Nagel says taking antiviral medicine can reduce symptoms. Denver City Council repealed their 2019 landmark psilocybin mushroom law this week. That was the first of its kind ordinance which decriminalized psychedelic mushrooms in the city. But the council voted to remove the law now that Colorado voters have decriminalized psilocybin statewide. This is CPR News and KRCC.